Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chun Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition category of October 20, 2021. Do you know that crocodiles and alligators are surprisingly fast on land? Although they are rapid, they are not agile, so if you ever find yourself chased by one, run in a zigzag line. You'll lose him or her every time. Today we have selected 8 papers out of 30 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Hans-Peter Seidel, Professor of Computer Science, Max Planck Institute for Informatics, Saarland Informatics, and Karl Myszkowski, Senior Researcher, MPI Informatic.
Paper title:
Learning a Self-Supervised Tone Mapping Operator via Feature Contrast Masking Loss.
Authored by
Zhao Wang, Bin Chen, Hans-Peter Seidel, Karl Myszkowski, and Anna Serrano.
Paper abstract:
High dynamic range, HDR, content is becoming ubiquitous due to the rapid development of capture technologies. Nevertheless, the dynamic range of common display devices is still limited, therefore tone mapping, TM, remains a key challenge for image visualization. Recent work has demonstrated that neural networks can achieve remarkable performance in this task when compared to traditional methods. However, the quality of the results of these learning-based methods is limited by the training data. Most existing works use as training set a curated selection of best-performing results from existing traditional tone mapping operators, often guided by a quality metric. Therefore, the quality of newly generated results is fundamentally limited by the performance of such operators. This quality might be even further limited by the pool of HDR content that is used for training. In this work, we propose a learning-based self-supervised tone mapping operator that is trained at test time specifically for each HDR image and does not need any data labeling. The key novelty of our approach is a carefully designed loss function built upon fundamental knowledge on contrast perception that allows for directly comparing the content in the HDR and tone-mapped images. We achieve this goal by reformulating classic VGG feature maps into feature contrast maps that normalize local feature differences by their average magnitude in a local neighborhood, allowing our loss to account for contrast masking effects. We perform extensive ablation studies and exploration of parameters and demonstrate that our solution outperforms existing approaches with a single set of fixed parameters, as confirmed by both objective and subjective metrics.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 2. This paper was selected because it is authored by C. J. Kuo, Distinguished Professor of EKI and CS, University of Southern California.
Paper title:
GeoDeFake Hop, High Performance Geographic Fake Image Detection.
Authored by
Hongshuo Chen, Keitai Zhang, Shaowen Hu, Suya Yu, and C. J. Kuo.
Paper abstract:
A robust fake satellite image detection method, called GeoDeFake Hop, is proposed in this work. GeoDeFake Hop is developed based on the parallel subspace learning, PSL, methodology. PSL maps the input image space into several feature subspaces using multiple filter banks. By exploring response differences of different channels between real and fake images for a filter bank, GeoDeFake Hop learns the most discriminant channels and uses their soft decision scores as features. Then, GeoDeFake Hop selects a few discriminant features from each filter bank and ensemble them to make a final binary decision. GeoDeFake Hop offers a lightweight high-performance solution to fake satellite images detection. Its model size is analyzed, which ranges from 0.8 to 62k parameters. Furthermore, it is shown by experimental results that it achieves an F1 score higher than 95% under various common image manipulations such as resizing, compression and noise corruption.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Andrea Vidaldi, University of Oxford.
Paper title:
Neural Diff, Segmenting 3D Objects That Move in Egocentric Videos.
Authored by
Vadim Chernesky, Diane Larlis, and Andrea Vidaldi.
Paper abstract:
Given a raw video sequence taken from a freely moving camera, we studied the problem of decomposing the observed 3D scene into a static background and a dynamic foreground containing the objects that move in the video sequence. This task is reminiscent of the classic background subtraction problem, but is significantly harder because all parts of the scene, static and dynamic, generate a large apparent motion due to the camera's large viewpoint change. In particular, we consider egocentric videos and further separate the dynamic component into objects and the actor that observes and moves them. We achieve this factorization by reconstructing the video via a triple-stream neural rendering network that explains the different motions based on corresponding inductive biases. We demonstrate that our method can successfully separate the different types of motion, outperforming recent neural rendering baselines at this task, and can accurately segment moving objects. We do so by assessing the method empirically on challenging videos from the Epic Kitchens dataset, which we augment with appropriate annotations to create a new benchmark for the task of dynamic object segmentation on unconstrained video sequences for complex 3D environments.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Carsten Roeder, Professor Uni Heidelberg, Germany, and Jan Kautz, NVIDIA Research.
Paper title:
Self-Supervised Object Detection via Generative Image Synthesis.
Authored by
Shiva Karthik Mustakovela, Shalini DeMello, Ayush Prakash, Umar Iqbal, Sife Liu, Thu Win Phua, Carsten Roeder, and Jan Kautz.
Paper abstract:
We present SOD, the first end-to-end analysis by synthesis framework with controllable GANs for the task of self-supervised object detection. We use collections of real-world images without bounding box annotations to learn to synthesize and detect objects. We leverage controllable GANs to synthesize images with predefined object properties and use them to train object detectors. We propose a tight end-to-end coupling of the synthesis and detection networks to optimally train our system. Finally, we also propose a method to optimally adapt SOD to an intended target data without requiring labels for it. For the task of car detection, on the challenging Kitty and Cityscapes datasets, we show that SOD outperforms the prior state-of-the-art purely image-based self-supervised object detection method Wedectron. Even without requiring any 3D CAD assets, it also surpasses the state-of-the-art rendering-based method MetaSim2. Our work advances the field of self-supervised object detection by introducing a successful new paradigm of using controllable GAN-based image synthesis for it and by significantly improving the baseline accuracy of the task. We open source our code at github.com/nblab/sod.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Xiaowei Xie, Professor of Computer Science, University of California, Irvine.
Paper title:
Transfusion, Cross-View Fusion with Transformer for 3D Human Pose Estimation.
Authored by
Houyu Ma, Yongjian Chen, Dian Kong, Jay Wang, Xinwei Lu, Hao Tang, Shangyi Yan, Yusheng Xie, Xiyao Lin, and Xiaowei Xie.
Paper abstract:
Estimating the 2D human poses in each view is typically the first step in calibrated multi-view 3D pose estimation. but the performance of 2D pose detectors suffers from challenging situations such as occlusions and oblique viewing angles. To address these challenges, previous works derive point-to-point correspondences between different views from epipolar geometry and utilize the correspondences to merge prediction heat maps or feature representations. Instead of post-prediction merge/calibration, here we introduce a transformer framework for multi-view 3D pose estimation, aiming at directly improving individual 2D predictors by integrating information from different views. Inspired by previous multimodal transformers, we design a unified transformer architecture, named TransFusion, to fuse cues from both current views and neighboring views. Moreover, we propose the concept of epipolar field to encode 3D positional information into the transformer model. The 3D position encoding guided by the epipolar field provides an efficient way of encoding correspondences between pixels of different views. Experiments on human 3.6M and ski pose show that our method is more efficient and has consistent improvements compared to other fusion methods. Specifically, we achieve 25.8 mm MSP on human 3.6M with only 5M parameters on 256x256 resolution.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Jun Ju, Professor of Computer Science, Tsinghua University, and Yang Wang, Research Scientist, Siemens Corporate Research.
Paper title:
Unrestricted Adversarial Attacks on ImageNet Competition.
Authored by
Yufeng Chen, Zhoufeng Mao, Yuan He, Hui Shui, Zhao Li, Yinpeng Dong, Qian Fu, Xiao Yang, Wenzhao Xiong, Tianyu Peng, Hang Su, Jun Ju, Fangcheng Lu, Zhao Zhang, Hongyang Zhang, Yichi Zhang, Shilong Lu, Chang Lu, Wenzhao Xiong, Ye Ji Wang, Huaping Zhou, Haoran Liu, Yidin Xu, Zixuan Xu, Tao Yu Zhu, Wenjun Li, Shanfeng Gao, Viqiu Wang, Wangqian Yan, Yin Guo, Keaning Zhang, Zheng Fang, Yang Wang, Bingyang Fu, Yunfei Zheng, Yekui Wang, Harong Luo, and Zhen Yang.
Paper abstract:
Many works have investigated the adversarial attacks or defenses under the settings where a bounded and imperceptible perturbation can be added to the input. However, in the real world, the attacker does not need to comply with this restriction. In fact, more threats to the deep model come from unrestricted adversarial examples, that is, the attacker makes large and visible modifications on the image, which causes the model classifying mistakenly, but does not affect the normal observation in human perspective. Unrestricted adversarial attack is a popular and practical direction that has not been studied thoroughly. We organize this competition with the purpose of exploring more effective unrestricted adversarial attack algorithm, so as to accelerate the academical research on the model robustness under stronger unbounded attacks. The competition is held on the Tianqi platform, /URL, tianqi.aoliyun.com/competition/entrance/531853/introduction, as one of the series of AI Security Challengers program.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Qi Tian, Professor, IEEE Fellow, Department of Computer Science, University of Texas at San.
Paper title:
SIPS 3D, a 3D aware generator of GANs based on conditionally independent pixel synthesis.
Authored by
Peng Zhou, Lingxi Xie, Bingbing Ni, and Qi Tian.
Paper abstract:
The style-based GAN, Style GAN, architecture achieved state-of-the-art results for generating high-quality images, but it lacks explicit and precise control over camera poses. The recently proposed Ni RF-based GANs made great progress towards 3D-aware generators, but they are unable to generate high-quality images yet. This paper presents SIPS 3D, a style-based, 3D-aware generator that is composed of a shallow knee RF network and a deep implicit neural representation, INR, network. The generator synthesizes each pixel value independently without any spatial convolution or upsampling operation. In addition, we diagnose the problem of mirror symmetry that implies a suboptimal solution and solve it by introducing an auxiliary discriminator. Trained on raw, single-view images, SIPS 3D sets new records for 3D-aware image synthesis with an impressive fit of 6.97 for images at the 256x256 resolution on FFHQ. We also demonstrate several interesting directions for SIPS 3D such as transfer learning and 3D-aware face stylization. The synthesis results are best viewed as videos, so we recommend the readers to check our GitHub project at github.com/peteru.zh/SIPS3D.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 8. This paper was selected because it is authored by Ulrich Neumann, Professor of Computer Science, University of Southern California.
Paper title:
Synergy between 3DMM and 3D landmarks for accurate 3D facial geometry.
Authored by
Chuying Wu, Kuaiyang Xu, and Ulrich Neumann.
Paper abstract:
This work studies learning from a synergy process of 3D morphable models, 3DMM, and 3D facial landmarks to predict complete 3D facial geometry, including 3D alignment, face orientation, and 3D face modeling. Our synergy process leverages a representation cycle for 3DMM parameters and 3D landmarks. 3D landmarks can be extracted and refined from face meshes built by 3DMM parameters. We next reverse the representation direction and show that predicting 3DMM parameters from sparse 3D landmarks improves the information flow. Together, we create a synergy process that utilizes the relation between 3D landmarks and 3DMM parameters, and they collaboratively contribute to better performance. We extensively validate our contribution on full tasks of facial geometry prediction and show our superior and robust performance on these tasks for various scenarios. Particularly, we adopt only simple and widely used network operations to attain fast and accurate facial geometry prediction. Codes and data: choying.github.io/work/synergy.net/.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think?